One upcoming decision expected from the EPA is just how much protection Americans need from a chemical called perchlorate. It's a component of rocket fuel, and in very large doses it can affect the thyroid gland. It's also found in the drinking water of more than 11 million Americans. Now the EPA appears close to setting a standard for perchlorate in drinking water, and as NPR's John Hamilton reports, that will determine whether the nation launches a massive cleanup effort or just a modest one.
There's a lot at stake in this EPA decision. The Colorado River, for example. For years, perchlorate has been seeping into the river from defense industry chemical plants in Nevada. Tests show that the river contains perchlorate at a level of about 5 parts per billion. If the EPA decides that's too much, millions of people in Southern California will lose a major source of water. Tom Curtis is with the American Water Works Association, which represents the nation's water utilities.
The standard that EPA may set on perchlorate will certainly affect many water utilities, hundreds, perhaps thousands of water systems around the country.
But just how many systems will need to make changes depends on precisely where the EPA sets its standard. Several years ago, an EPA report suggested a perchlorate standard of just 1 part per billion in drinking water. But early this year, a panel of independent scientists who advised the government did their own review. They concluded that people would be safe even if they were exposed to 20 times as much perchlorate as the EPA report suggested. The EPA is taking this into account as they decide how to regulate perchlorate in drinking water. Curtis says water utilities hope the EPA acts soon.
Our view is that EPA should set a standard that protects public health with an adequate margin of safety as the law requires, and then tell us what that is, and then our job is much easier.
Assuming the EPA does set a standard, utilities will then have a choice. Stop using sources with unacceptable levels of perchlorate or install treatment systems to clean up the water. The second option could cost billions of dollars if a lot of water needs to be treated. The best-known perchlorate spills have occurred in California. They're usually at sites where military or aerospace contractors made explosives or fuel for missiles and rockets. But it's now clear that there's perchlorate in lots of other water systems. Phil Brandhuber is a scientist with the engineering firm HDR. He helped create a nationwide map of perchlorate.
We've seen actually some rather dense concentrations, dense meaning that we see a lot of occurrence in the panhandle of Texas. We've seen it out throughout the South, up the East Coast, a little bit higher concentration of perchlorate in the New Jersey, New York area, and then also seeing it in Massachusetts as well.
Brandhuber says the perchlorate map also found something puzzling.
Initially, when we thought about the issue of perchlorate, that it was tied strictly to rocket fuel and military activities, when in fact we're seeing it in a lot of places now that we can't make that correlation.
That could be because of unrecognized industrial sources or even natural ones. In places where the source of perchlorate is known, polluters are already facing a raft of lawsuits. But extracting money from the polluters could be a challenge if the EPA decides a relatively high level of perchlorate is acceptable.
It'll make it more difficult, no question.
Andy Yamamoto is an attorney in California who represents plaintiffs in perchlorate lawsuits. He says plaintiffs could get some help if individual states enact their own standards that are tougher than the EPA's. But Yamamoto says most states are likely to fall in line with the EPA.
Politically, I think it'll be more difficult to adopt a very strict standard if you're the state of California and the federal government has adopted a different standard.
The EPA's decision will be closely scrutinized by environmental groups. And Tom Curtis of the American Water Works Association says a federal standard won't necessarily reassure consumers.
Sometimes there's a gap between what the scientists tell us is a safe level in the water and what people's expectations are.
And in the U.S., Curtis says, people tend to expect water with no contaminants at all. John Hamilton, NPR News.